Now we head to Pósito de la Tercia on our left. Pósito de la Tercia. The Spanish word Pósito refers to a public granary, an institution created in the late Middle Ages. Its main activity was to finance bread sale in times of shortage to guarantee the price, as well as the panadeo, that is, the distribution of bread to the poor and wanderers. From the 17th century on, it had another function, to lend money to farmers who needed it. Its maximum splendor took place during the 17th century. They finally disappeared at the end of the 20th century. The depósitos or public granaries could have a private or a public origin. This one, known as Pósito de la Tercia, was built by Lady Ana de Mondejar, a local neighbor, with an endowment of 800 bushels. A bushel is a measure unit called fanega in Spanish. El Pósito was used until the beginning of the 20th century, and it was probably hired as a municipal granary, since the village didn't have a building for this purpose. The Pósito is a rectangular building made with clay tiles. It has reinforced corners with travertine ashlars, two floors, and four sides beams roofing. The windows and door jambs were made of travertine ashlars as well. Downstairs, there were two rectangular rooms covered by edge vaults. Upstairs, we find a single open space. Originally, there was a clay floor and whitewashed walls. By law, it was a freestanding building. No other building could be attached to it. The purpose was to make air circulation easier in order to avoid fire hazard and to prevent possible burglary. Moreover, the building is in the upper part because it needs to be insulated from the dampness of the local soil. The restoration of El Pósito, finished in 2011, has showed the existence of several graffiti on the walls of the building, hidden under the successive lime layers. They were made with engraving and painting techniques. The topics are varied, with cruciform, anthropomorphous, zoomorphic and geometrical motifs, as well as mathematical elements. Among the documented graffiti, the cruciform group stands out. These type of symbols are usually said to have a magic and religious purpose. In this case, this could be related to an attempt to protect the grain that was kept inside. On the ground floor, in the hall on your left, you can see some graffiti reproductions as well as graphics explaining the history and purpose of these public buildings called pósitos. In the hall on your right, you can see boards and explanatory elements about the Cervantine tradition of Argamasilla. We surely highlight the reproduction of the ex voto painting of Don Rodrigo de Pacheco, whose original can be seen in San Juan Bautista Church. The reproduction of the geographical map of Don Quixote's travels and places of his adventures is also of great interest. The original map dates from 1798. It was made by the draftsman Manuel Antonio Rodríguez, according to the historical notes by Juan Antonio Pellicer, Royal Librarian and member of the Royal Academy of History. This map illustrates the edition of Don Quixote by Gabriel de Sancha, 1797-1798. On this map, he shows the three journeys made by Don Quixote. All of them depart from Argamasilla, Don Quixote's homeland, as we can see in the key of the map. Finally, on the first floor, there is an art gallery which has a permanent showing of the art contests that have been called between 1997 and 2007 by the Association of Academics of Argamasilla. It is an interesting collection of paintings made by well-known artists. We leave the building and turn left into La Tercia Street, following the signs.